We're back once again with Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. The reality is many people find themselves at the fault line of forced retirement, either due to job loss or health-related issues, and without a contingency plan when faced with some of these catastrophic life events. The reality is more and more people are deferring retirement, so not stopping work at 65 or 67, moving into the golden age, but continuing to work in some capacity. The reality is, though, you've got to prepare in the event that some life event disrupts your best laid plans to continue to work and save for a retirement. Catherine Collinson, who of course leads the Transamerica Center for Health for Retirement Studies, is a foremost expert on the state of retirement readiness in America, as we know, and we're delighted to have her back with us to look at this what we should call the need for a backup plan. Catherine, what are you finding out there? What's the reality?
Well, the reality is we all need a backup plan. And so I'd like to share with you sort of three things to think about in terms of having a backup plan if you find yourself being forced into retirement sooner than you had planned. The first really important part of a backup plan is simply know your numbers. It is so important that we all have a complete understanding of our financial situation, our savings, investments, our debts, what we expect our expenses to look like, our income needs, and having some rainy day funds.
Well, I know you're a big proponent of knowing your numbers. What's the next one that is an essential to consider?
It's super important that we all periodically review our insurance coverage, making sure that we have the insurance that we need that can protect us financially in the event of unexpected events. So look into your major medical coverage if you have adequate coverage there. And there are other types of insurance that may be right for you. Life insurance, disability, which can help offset lost income if you find yourself with a intervening health circumstance, and also consider long-term care insurance. These types of insurance can help mitigate a drain on savings if you find yourself forced into retirement sooner than expected. However, it's really important to do your homework and identify what's right for you.
And I know where you're headed with this third one, because you are constantly hammering away, and for good reason, at the need to be open and candid with your loved ones.
Absolutely. It is so important to have an open dialogue with family and trusted loved ones about your retirement plans and any expectations of the need to either receive or provide financial support. It is far better to have these conversations proactively versus trying to make decisions in a crisis where emotions are generally running high.
We'll have to devote some more time to this topic, because thinking about these and putting these at the forefront of planning and all the consideration you have to do as you consider an increasingly longer retirement are really essential for everybody. And the sooner you do so, the better. Catherine, thanks as always. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.